I'm ready. I want everybody to know that my suit is on underneath here. I didn't just suddenly have a buffet. They are one of the most successful pop groups in history. They've sold over 400 million records worldwide. Yes, that's right. Tonight, it's ABBA Oki. So, if you have recently been singing ABBA in a karaoke bar, you need to be worried. Any ABBA fans in the audience tonight?
Of course we do.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been singing ABBA at karaoke, you can absolutely relax. But there are members of this audience who are really, really starting to worry. I've just clocked one. You seem to look a little bit tense.
Yeah.
Now, would that be because you are Sam?
Yeah, that's
right. Are you here with Siobhan? Would you like to stand up? Now, were you singing karaoke recently?
Yeah.
And where would that be?
That was at Mary's Bar in Cardiff.
Right. And would it be this particular Mary's Bar?
That's it.
Well, we may have recorded you singing.
No. How?
Now, you'll notice on the stage we have some very special guests, Steph, Gregor and John, ladies and gentlemen, and they're from Mamma Mia the Party. Big round of applause for them. Because, of course, ABBA have not reformed for tonight's item. But we do need to review your performance. We need a judge. Who could judge ABBA the best? Who would be the greatest judge of your ABBA singing? Please welcome, well, it's only the legendary Bjorn from ABBA. Ladies and gentlemen, that was an amazing reaction. Bjorn, welcome.
Yes,
now,
thank you.
Everyone here is very excited to see you. Are you familiar with the singers, Sam and Siobhan?
Not yet, but not yet. I feel optimistic. I think we'll find a star tonight.
Okay, well, so Bjorn is looking for a star. I've seen all the clips. Oh. You're going to be disappointed. Sam and Siobhan, would you say that you're good singers?
I'm all right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Bjorn will be the judge of that. Okay, it's Lay All Your Love on Me featuring Sam and Siobhan.
I used to think that was sensible. It makes the truth even more incomprehensible.
Cause everything is new.
Your boyfriend.
Right. Well, that was very enjoyable, sir. How do you think that went? It could have done better.
It could have gone
well,
better.
Well, you weren't to know. Bjorn, how did you find that rendition?
I was stunned in the beginning. But towards the end, they seemed to find the right key.
Ooh, a good review. Looking for the key. You nearly found it.
I wondered, do you get to choose your key when you sing karaoke?
It's karaoke. In that instance. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Siobhan.
There we go.
All right. So, anybody else? Karaoke fan?
Definitely not, Michael.
You're in the clear, aren't you, my friend? You're in the clear. You are... Alex? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex. Now, you were also, I believe, from Cardiff?
Yes.
Are you Welsh?
Yes.
Fabulous. Now, we all know the expression, don't we, Bjorn, holding a note. When you take a note and you just refuse to let it go.
Yeah.
Alex may be the world's leader in holding a note.
I'd love to hear that.
It's The Winner Takes It All featuring Alex.
If it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense, no self-confidence, but you see,
the winner takes it all. The winner takes it all. The winner takes it all. The winner takes it all.
Do you think when you wrote this song that you cut it off a bit early?
I think that holding that note for so long and slightly dropping it towards the end has a very kind of wistful quality to it.
Listen, I thought it was brilliant. Well done. Thank you for being so fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex. So, well. Karaoke fan?
No, not really.
You're in the clear. You were in Mary's in Cardiff?
Nope.
No? Oh, that's good. Where are you from?
Liverpool.
Oh, you aren't in the clear. But do you ever do karaoke?
Yeah.
So you'd have some karaoke? And was it, what did you sing?
I've done a bit of ABBA.
Done a bit of...
shock what me mother give me.
Well, if you'd like to shake that onto your feet, Jane. Ladies and gentlemen, Jane. You were in the Central, I believe. In Liverpool.
Yeah.
Jane, did you have a drink tonight?
A little bit. Okay. I need another one.
Okay, well, it's funny you should say that, because there's a little bit of a theme with you needing a drink, isn't there, Jane? So, it's Take a Chance on Me featuring Jane.
Take a chance on me, or you can take your time, baby. I'm in no hurry, no, I'm gonna get ya.
Bjorn, drinks during Take a Chance on Me?
It's quite okay. It's you know, it's very rewarding for a songwriter to see that people have such fun singing your song. Yeah.
It's an interpretation.
Yeah.
That is absolutely right. Bjorn has given these songs to the world, and if we want to add half a lager top to the lyrics, then we are totally welcome.
Yes.
You're absolutely brilliant. It's Jane, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sorry. As promised, half a lager top. And a bucket of Jane, you are an absolute hoot. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had an enormous amount of fun. And I'm going to be honest with you, with all due respect to the singers that we've already listened to and enjoyed, it's time for my favourite. Luke. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Luke. So nice to meet you. You are also in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Would you say that singing comes naturally to you?
After a few shandies, yeah.
Right. Well, my interpretation of your singing, Luke, is that it's one of the most difficult things I've ever seen anybody try to attempt. It was less karaoke and more mumble-okey. Ladies and gentlemen, performing money. Performing money. Featuring Luke, it's money.
My mom, ain't it sad? Fancy me, that's too bad. I'm to go to Las Vegas or Monaco. I'm to win the fortune in my life, never be the same. In the rich man's world.
Yeah!
Money, only sunny in the rich man's world. Uh-huh. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich man's world.
Very, very good. In a rich man's world.
Yes!
Bjorn, how did you find that rendition of money?
I think his interpretation of my words make me very proud. And so I really loved it. Yes, I did.
Exactly. Thank you so much. So, Luke, that was brilliant. Thank you for being such a great support. One more time for all our karaoke singers. And, of course, a huge hand for the legend that is Bjorn. Thank you so much, Bjorn.
Thank you. You know, that is quite possibly the most ill-fitting costume I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it cost me quite a lot of money. So, this is Mamma Mia the Party.
Yeah.
And tell us all about that.
It's at the O2. We've built a Greek taverna. People spend 3-4 hours there.
eat, drink, and treated to an ABBA show, and above all, they have a party.
And I believe, on your invitation, you're going to invite for a night out...
All those wonderful
people... All the singers are invited...
...to the party.
...as Bjorn's guests. Yes, there will be lager. Oh, you're going to take this off me, aren't you?
Oh.
Hello. What did you do? What's happening?
In a rich man's world.
Thank you to the singers and of course thank you Bjorn and Mamma Mia the party, ladies and gentlemen.
In a rich man's world.